Today was Fred Thompson's debut as a member of the cast of Republican presidential hopefuls, but two other candidates, Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani, got more attention for their clashes over taxes. The scene was a debate on economics and business in Dearborn, Michigan. It was carried on the CNBC cable channel, and NPR's Don Gagne was there and joins us now from the site. Hi, Don.
Hi, Robert.
We heard a lot of buildup before this debate about how Fred Thompson, the TV actor and former senator from Tennessee, needed to step out and make his mark. Here he is answering a question about the U.S. economy slipping into recession.
I think there is no reason to believe that we're headed for a recession. We're enjoying 22 quarters of successive economic growth that started 2001 and then further in 2003 with the tax cuts that we put in place. I see no reason to believe we're headed for an economic downturn.
Don, how did Fred Thompson do today?
Well, that piece of tape we just heard, that was right out of the box. First question was to Senator, former Senator Thompson. And you could hear he was a little halting at the end there. But for the most part, he seemed to be one of the guys on the stage. He got a lot of attention because he was new. He was clearly one of the contenders. He was somewhere in the pack, seemed knowledgeable on the issues. But all in all, nothing really made him stand out.
Well, the race so far on the Republican side has a national front runner in the polls, Rudy Giuliani, and an early state frontrunner in Mitt Romney. And the two have been getting in each other's face of lately. Here they are battling over the taxes in New York when Giuliani was mayor there, and in Massachusetts when Romney was governor there.
The point is that you've got to control taxes, but I did it, he didn't. I led, he lagged.
Sir, rebuttal here, final
it's
rebuttal.
It's a nice line, but it's baloney. Mayor, you got to check your facts. No taxes, I did not increase taxes in Massachusetts, I lowered taxes.
Don, were these two the headline act in this debate?
Well, they certainly were, but even that back and forth that we just heard, it wasn't like sparks were really flying. They didn't really tear into one another. And I have to tell you, there was a lot of competition from lesser-known candidates, the people let down in the polls a bit, especially Ron Paul and Mike Huckabee, of course. Paul has been raising a lot of money and has been getting a lot of attention, even though he's not really showing up that high in the polls. He made news by saying he wouldn't promise he would endorse whoever the eventual Republican nominee is. And Huckabee, of course, has been moving up in Iowa, and he, too, was certainly in the mix there today.
Now, I gather that another candidate who seemed to be on the stage tonight was the Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton. Her name came up repeatedly. Here's Rudy Giuliani talking about it.
Hillary Clinton, that the governor mentioned, wants to put a lid on us. She wants to put a lid on our growth. We want to give people freedom. I'll give you an example. Hillary, the other day, remember the Hillary Bond program? She's going to give $5,000 to every child born in America with her picture on it.
And Don, I guess that he was not alone. Lots of the candidates mentioned her. It's clear they expect to be running against Hillary Clinton, whoever's nominated in the GOP.
They have decided that that's something that that helps them with the Republican base, assuming that Hillary Clinton will be the nominee and already going after her. So we did see a lot of that today.
I assume in a Republican presidential primary debate about business and the economy that cutting taxes, keeping taxes low and making them lower, must have been the wall-to-wall opinion of these candidates who were debating.
That was absolutely a shared opinion, but there were also some differences within that. You did have some out-and-out criticism, specifically from Ron Paul, specifically from Congressman Tom Tancredo, criticizing current administration economic policies and tax policy. But ultimately, they are all on one page in that government is too big, that there's too much wasteful spending, that Republicans need to reclaim that mantle of the party that wants to be a better steward of taxpayer dollars. And that is the theme that ran consistently through.
Don, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
It's NPR's Don Gagne speaking to us from Dearborn, Michigan, the site of a debate today among Republican presidential hopefuls on business and the economy.